The trees are a long-term investment. Planting fruit trees is more than just the act of putting the tree in the ground.
That's Rico Montenegro, the chief arborist for the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, a nonprofit organization that works on a number of U.S. and international planting projects. Last week, Montenegro made a stop in Wrangell to present information on his foundation and answer questions regarding the upcoming Community Take Root Orchard Project.
Community will come together as volunteers and physically be involved with the actual planting and then maintaining the orchard, because these orchards are going to be here for a long, long time.
Montenegro has worked with trees for more than 40 years and travels the world teaching people basic planting, cultivating, and restoration techniques.
These trees are bred for one thing, and they have lots and lots of fruit. There's work that has to be done to make sure that the tree, as it's growing at a young age, is going to develop a structure and framework that's going to be strong enough to hold the weight of that fruit.
Montenegro says it's important to plant the trees early in the summer so the roots have time to set, and to make sure the trees are watered regularly. As for Wrangell's extreme winter cold and harsh winds, he says it's not a problem. It just comes down to finding the right variety of fruit for the area. Montenegro will be bringing between 30 to 50 apple, pear, plum, and possibly peach trees to Wrangell.
There's nothing quite like an apple off the tree.
That's Wrangell Medical Center Development Assistant Chris Reed. She says it took a consistent effort by the staff and community to reach the 25,000 online votes needed to receive the orchard. She hopes the orchard will give more people in the community access to fresh fruits, something she says is not always easy to get in Southeast Alaska.
I think when people have had a chance to taste a fresh apple or homemade applesauce or cider from the apples that are grown here locally, there'll be a lot of converts to to fresh fruit. But also, I think having a place that children can also learn about, you know, the process of what it takes to grow food. We're kind of removed from our food source, but to actually see it grow and see the process, I think, will maybe make it a little more interesting to kids, you know, as they're being raised in a community like ours, which is so far from the food sources.
In the next few months, Rico Montenegro will look in the Pacific Northwest for varieties of fruit trees that will be suitable for Southeast climate. Planting is scheduled for early June, and Montenegro encourages everyone to come out and help. The location of the orchard will be determined sometime in February. To find out more about the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, visit www.ftpf.org. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.